Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I genuinely believe that what is happening in public squares across this country will be dubbed by future generations, assuming that we end up winning the day, the Great Humiliation Period, a struggle session that is ongoing, that is seeking to tear down what makes America great, the symbols of our achievements, and replace them with odes to leftism, with new idols, new statues, new symbols, and those symbols are all symbols of subjugation. And whether or not you agree with the intent or purpose of any one of these individual pieces, in reality, their actual overall purpose is to have this cultural reckoning that these artists are talking about, is to tear down what you believe is important and replace it with leftist values. And on top of that, all of these statues tend to look unbelievably humiliatingly bad. Now, we're going to get into this, but before we get into this, I just want to say this video is not sponsored. It is brought to you by the people who go over and sign up on actualjusticewarrior.com/join, Patreon, Subscribestar, and my YouTube members. Thank you guys so much. You help me weather the storm of reduced ad rates. There's been a movement in recent years, and it really picked up steam post the Black Lives Matter riots, to tear down American monuments. And to be clear, this is not limited to Confederate statues, Confederate monuments, and all that jazz. These are historic monuments that should be based on our collective history, that don't involve an actual civil war between the North and the South. So we'll see things like Thomas Jefferson statues being removed from City Hall.
Mayor de Blasio taking another step to address racial injustice while also lending a platform to his wife as she considers running for Brooklyn Borough President. The new panel will also consider the demand from some council members to remove the City Hall statue of Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves. The First Lady even seemed to hint at changing the name of Gracie Mansion, the historic house where she and the mayor live, because Archibald Gracie profited from the slave trade.
His wealth and prominence relied on the export of goods like cotton, tobacco, and indigo, all produced through the labor of people who were enslaved.
We'll see Teddy Roosevelt's statue being removed from the Museum of Natural History because all of a sudden we have deemed, and by we I mean the left, our past to be inherently and irredeemably evil. However, it has been pointed out that not only is the process about removing our history, destroying who we are as a people, tearing down the symbols of American greatness, but it's also about replacing that, because as we are losing our values, the left has substitute values that they want to put in its place. And in a lot of these places, you know, where we tear down statues to Abraham Lincoln that note him freeing the slaves, we replace it with an effigy of George Floyd, which, by the way, looks like Don Cheadle. I'm not saying anything, and I don't mean to make a questionable point, but this is a really weird looking thing. But it's not just here. It's not just in this moment, in this spot. It's all over the country. It is prevalent throughout this nation. And one of the things that people have taken note of is the fact that none of these statues actually look good. They're not impressive. They often look terrible. Some of them have satanic imagery. And again, not a religious person, not somebody who's concerned about the Satan and all that, But it's quite interesting that the left's go-to is always the same thing, and they lack all creativity. And even when they implement a little bit of creativity, they end up being ridiculous eyesores that need to be taken down. Now, we've seen a few of these quite recently. I mean, the Black Lives Matter ones are all just unbearably awful. Some of them don't even try that hard. They just paint Black Lives Matter on the street and rename a street Black Lives Matter after this political movement. But we've seen other things in that vein that just go to show us how ridiculous things have actually gotten. And a perfect example of this is this Martin Luther King statue that was unveiled in Boston earlier this month. And yeah, it's just no.
Hank Willis Thomas, along with the Mass Design Group, created The Embrace, a 19-ton bronze monument to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King.
I love this monument.
Members of the King family attended the unveiling, including Yolanda Renee King, the King's granddaughter.
We are all challenged to carry forward their unfinished work.
But soon after the ceremony, a very different challenge.
From certain angles, it looks a little confusing.
On first glance, it hasn't been really perceived well.
Critics, commentators, and the voices of social media piled on.
While the point of this Martin Luther King statue is to actually be a callback of MLK with his wife Coretta Scott King, in this photo in particular, their embrace, obviously the artistic liberties taken with this statue kind of lose that in translation, to say the least. I mean, when I look at this image, when I look at this statue, what I see is something that is wildly inappropriate to be in a public square. What it ends up looking like is an ode to a different type of behavior that, coincidentally, Martin Luther King Jr. was actually quite fond of engaging in with people who are not Coretta Scott King. But that's what we're left with in Boston, and people are debating over it, they're fighting over it, they're trying to make the case that, listen, because the inspiration of the embrace is good and this photo is beautiful, therefore this creative interpretation is also beautiful. But let's make something clear, even though some people are going to say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that is absolutely not the case. That is incorrect. This is an eyesore. It's gigantic. Why would they do this? And the reveal was absolutely embarrassing. You can trot out a relative of Martin Luther King Jr. to say, wow, wow, wee, wow, wow, I'm so impressed by that. But in reality, we're not falling for it. We have eyes. Even my eyes that don't even work well without my glasses can see that this is terrible.
Jonathan Evans, lead architect at the Mass Design Group.
I mean, the internet can be a place that doesn't necessarily bring out the best in people, you know? So you kind of take the medium with a grain of salt. Sometimes that form doesn't invite the most healthy conversation.
At first, I thought it was amusing because, you know, it's amusing when people say silly things. I was more fascinated with what someone online says is somehow more powerful than the story of the king.
And that's the thing. It is quite telling that these people cannot seem to ever create something beautiful. And I think that this is intentional. I think they're all going for some abstract art. They're not trying to fall within the parameters of supposed white supremacist beauty, which, by the way, is also known as just beauty, like symmetry, things that our brain naturally notices is beautiful, sculptures that stay with us that aren't just created by white people throughout human history. And we're ending up with this nonsense that looks quite inappropriate. Again, not saying anything, but my imagination is running wild based on this, and it really bothers me. But to be clear, there are a lot of people, some of them who are on the right, who say we shouldn't be honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the first place. He cheated on his wife repeatedly, which is in fact true. He flirted a little bit too much with communism, again, which is in fact true. But the thing is, the reason we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. is not for any of that stuff. It's not for his
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Anti-capitalist stances or any of that nonsense. The reason we actually end up celebrating this guy is because he would use American-style messaging, call back to the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the idea of America in order to forward racial progress, focusing on all the other personal character flaws or political flaws or ridiculous stances that this person has kind of defeats the point of why we even talk about him, why we remember him. Just like focusing on the founding fathers being slave owners, which was not uncommon at the time, and not what makes them unique from people in that period of time, kind of defeats the purpose of the founding fathers. Now, it's not a one-to-one comparison. Obviously, the founding fathers are way more accomplished. They fought back against the greatest empire in the history of the world at the time and founded what I believe to be the greatest nation in the history of the world. But I think those of you who are with me can understand what I mean about focusing on the wrong thing. Now, that being said, obviously, I talked about the Don Cheadle giant statue that was just put out, I believe, in New York City. It's meant to be some kind of African symbol or whatever, which is weird because the United States is distinctly not African. The roots of our country are not African. Even Black Americans are as far away from Africans as you could possibly imagine, other than the color of their skin. Also, it's meant to honor George Floyd and all that. And again, it just looks absurd. And speaking of looking absurd, apparently we have decided in the city of New York to put forward this weird golden satanic statue of a woman with goat horns or tentacles like Medusa bursting from a red lotus on top of one of our courthouses. Now, I just want to point out, when you compare this eyesore to the statues next to it, they don't even match. They don't look distinctly similar or anything like that. So there was no effort at all whatsoever in order to include this. Now, I've seen a lot of people say, hey, this is the first woman on top of a courthouse in the city of New York. And I don't believe that's true at all, because we have a bunch of statues around our courthouses of Lady Justice. She's blind and holding the scales and has the sword in another hand. And in reality, that's actually a woman. I don't know if you know that. Lady Justice is a woman. So we have these symbols all over the place. We didn't need this weird goat horn satanic thing that apparently is an ode to abortion and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which again, just tactically sounds ridiculous and absurd. Now, I know the whole point of the statue is to have this cultural reckoning. That's what the artist said. The whole point of the statue is to look distinctly ugly and not fit in with the other statues on top of the courthouse, because they're trying to make a statement that they control the culture. But the thing is, for normal people, for everyday people who happen to be pro-choice, they don't like the satanic imagery associated with it. Like, if the primary opponent of abortion in the United States of America is the religious right, religious people in general, and some of them, a large portion of them, or maybe a small portion of them, I haven't checked the polling, believe that support for abortion is rooted in Satanism, why would you put up a satanic statue on top of a courthouse? Now, I know some people are going to say, hey, look, it is because they are satanic. They're trying to send a message. It just means that they're coming for us. They're coming for our kids. Go to Infowars.com and you will learn all about this. Ah! But most people, most normal people who are in favor of abortion to a certain point in this country, which ranges from about 60 to 70%, are not actually Satan worshippers. I hope we can actually get to that point where we understand that. Also, it's not really a good look that this is your symbol of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, I think the left's insanity for Ruth Bader Ginsburg is ridiculous. I remember when they made that movie where they had Jyn Erso, the rebellions are built on hope girl.
Rebellions are built on hope.
And there's this like cringy, terrible line where they're like, where is the word woman mentioned in the Constitution? And she says something like, neither is freedom.
The word woman does not appear even once in the U.S. Constitution.
Nor does the word freedom, Your Honor.
And it's like so stupid and cringy, and people's worship of Ruth Bader Ginsburg was that throughout her whole period of time on the bench of the Supreme Court, and it was largely due to her decision in Planned Parenthood versus Casey and all the cringy, terrible legal reasoning that she put forward throughout the course of her legal career. But again, this is just horrible. I mean, it's also very pagan. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, Satanism and all that. but there's like this obsession with deification of nature among the left wing. By the way, some people on the right also romanticize going back to nature as well, but more often we see this from the left wing, and that's why you notice she's like bursting from the flower. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. There's also like a weird like little thingy over her stomach, which I guess if it's an ode to abortion, that's something related to that. I don't know. Again, totally uncomfortable by this, but overall, I don't think that the aesthetic ugliness of the statue is the primary concern. The primary concern should be that the left wing across this country, and not just in blue states and blue cities within blue states, but across this country, is attempting to destroy our past. They're attempting to rewrite our history. They're attempting to indoctrinate our students through the K-12 system in order to hate America, hate where we came from, hate who we are as a people, and replace them with this. They're trying to rewrite what you think as beautiful because these people think that they can control each and everything that you do. These people are fundamentally the ones behind all this, Marxists in nature. So they don't believe that anything is beyond their ability to control, beyond their ability to social engineer. So we see time and time again, through violent means or through stealth means or through the political process, they are ripping down symbol after symbol of this country, disrespecting and vandalizing the idea of America, because fundamentally their goal is to put us on a path towards socialism, towards Marxism, and they can't convince you that that is a better alternative. They can't sway you. Only the dumbest people who ignore history buy into these ideas. So what they want to do is make you believe that your history is worse, that your nation is worse, that somehow America, Americans, Western nations, white people in general are irredeemably evil, and we must tear down each and every institution, tear down the symbols of those institutions, and replace them with this absolute utter woke garbage. Don't let them do this. Don't let them destroy your culture. Don't let them destroy your heritage. Don't let them destroy the symbols of America, the idea of America that draws people from around the world, despite the fact that they have many different ethnic origins, in order to come here and prosper, because that idea of America will always be superior to the Marxist revolution that they're proposing. Their ideas are bankrupt. Their ideas have a history of being irredeemably evil, and from their foundation, they are unworkable and anti-humanity. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, show it by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on all my social medias, support me via the support links in the description box of this video. This has been me talking about ugly statues and the real meaning behind them. Till next time.